Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com. There's an aspect of healing that we don't deal with as often, and that is to take a look at this issue in the broader context of what is happening when it comes to abortion in the news. What is happening when it comes to, you know, abortion as a societal and a cultural issue? And as we think about the fact that over 1 million procedures happen every year in the United States, as we think about the fact that because of American abortion policy being exported, there are millions and millions every year around the world. And putting that in context, I think, is very, very helpful, particularly because it's such an isolating experience. You know, the privacy around it, I don't think, well, the privacy around it, there's an aspect to that that benefits those who are trading in deceit in order to draw women into having an abortion when they are vulnerable and when they might not make that choice if they had better social support. So that's one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. Our overall overarching theme tonight is the battle for hearts and minds. How do we make a culture and a society? How do we work as salt and light in the culture so that our witness, our lives, would make abortion unthinkable and unnecessary, because people would know where to go for help? So that, yes, we are helping women, but we're also honoring children and families. 800-811-3003 is our number, and I know many of you are already deeply engaged in the issue of winning hearts and minds. And again, that's part of what we do every week. So if you're in the battle, maybe you're part of a prayer effort, maybe you're part of a pro-life organization that doesn't get a lot of attention, or even if it does, and you'd want to talk about, you know, what your current plans and initiatives are, we welcome you and give you a chance for a platform tonight at 800-811-3003. I think it's very encouraging. It's easy for us to feel like Elijah, like we're the only ones, Lord, and we're tired from the battle, and we get up on the mountaintop and we just want to lie down and sleep. And God says, wait a minute, I've got a remnant. I've got a lot of people working that you don't even know about. So let's talk about what we're doing. Let's talk about how the battle's going for hearts and minds. Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.